the last sutras, we saw that Patanjali spoke about Purusha Vishesha Ishvara. And Ishvara, who is Purusha Vishesha? So Purusha Vishesha means Sreshtam, special among Purushas. And we also saw as to how that Purusha is Purusha Vishesha. Purusha Karma Vipakashira Paramrishtaha Purusha Vishesha Ishvara. Because such a Purusha is not affected, not tainted by or unaffected by klesha, sorrows that a person undergoes or experiences, karma, action, vipakam, so karma vipakam, karma phalam, and ashayam. So ashayam means vasanas. So such an Ishvara is also omniscient, who knows everything, and such an Ishvara has been the Guru. So focusing on such an Ishvara, pranidhanam, worshipping such an Ishvara is desirable. That will help us. So how worshipping an Ishvara will help us, we already saw that if we get abhyasam and vairagyam when we concentrate with respect to such an Ishvara. So such an Ishvara, if we worship such an Ishvara, abhyasam, vairagyam, so yoga, we'll achieve yoga through the such an Ishvara. So what is the everything in the world has a name or has a symbol associated with it, which is called pratikam. So Ishvara's pratikam. What is Ishvara's pratikam? So tasya vachakah pranavah. Ishvara's word or Ishvara's voice itself, we can say, is Omkara. So Omkaram, Omiti etadaksharam brahma. What Mandukya Upanishad says, Omiti etadaksharam brahma. Even Krishna uses that in the 8th chapter of Gita. So that such a Omkaram, which is a pratikam for Ishvara, which is a direct way to call out to Ishvara, tad japaha, tad artha bhavanam. So tad japaha, we should have to repeat japam. We have to chant it. Tad artha bhavanam, along with knowing its meaning. So knowing the meaning of Omkara and chanting Omkara will help a sadhaka in worshipping Ishvara. So what is Omkara? Omkara is, like we know, akara, ukara, makara, ardhamatra also is said in some cases. So all these three, akaram, ukaram, makaram, is the three states, jagra, swapna, sushupti, the three karma, the three activities of srishti, sthiti, layam, and ardhamatra, at the end, that is the fourth avastha, turiya, which is called turiya, which is avastha, atitam, which is avastha, we have to say, not avastha or anavastha, that which is not an avastha at all. So that is the basis of all these three. So in Omkaram, Omkaram covers everything. Om iti etadaksharam idam sarvam tasya upavyakhyanam. Bhutam bhavatu bhavishyati iti sarvam omkara yeva. Echanyat trikala atitam tadapi omkara yeva. So this aksharam called Om is present everywhere. What is present everywhere. Tasya upavyakhyanam, very brief description of it is bhutam bhavatu bhavishyati, past, present, future, everything is omkaram. And if there is something which is beyond kala, that is also Omkara. So that means everything is this Omkara only. That means this entire world, everything that we see is one Omkara. So worshipping Omkara means remembering that there is only Ishvara present here. Such an Ishvara who is beyond duality. Whatever duality exists in the world, Ishvara is unaffected. And worshipping such an Ishvara through Omkara. So if we have to worship something, we always need a name and a form. So a name and a form. Like if we do meditation, we meditate on a name called Krishna and the form of Krishna, name of Devi and the form of Devi. So the same way here, name and form, like we had, that is called a Rupa Dhyanam, for worshipping a Rupa, a form. A little higher is called Pratikam. So Pratikam means that itself, the name itself is the form of it. We can say in a way it is a transition from form to formless. It's a symbol, the symbol has a name and that itself is a form. So Pratika Dhyanam it is called. So the Pratikam for Ishvara is Om. So Omkaram, we have to do Omkara Japam. So this is why like Amma says Lalita Sahasranama Japam. Namavali, we have to chant Namavali always. We have to have the habit, have the sadhana of chanting Namavali daily. So Amma says that because such a Japam will help us in focusing, worshipping Ishvara. So the more Japam we do, the more Ishvara will be with us, Ishvara will protect us. So many of these Sanskrit pratikam or symbol, namas and all, as Kanchi Acharya used to say, their meaning is tough to understand. We can't know their meaning. We can't understand their meaning. It is very tough to understand or apprehend. So they have their own meaning. So such a, mantras are called Bija mantras or Bija aksharas are also called. So it's tough to understand the meaning of Omkara as such, but Omkara, in brief, the meaning or a simple meaning of Omkara is Ishvara. That is the simplest meaning that is possible of Ishvara. So chanting Omkara will help us in worshipping Ishvara. So this means that just keep on chanting. So that's why mantra japam means like there is, who will do a mantra japa? A mantra japa will be done only by a person who loves the deity he is indicating through the mantra. So that means that is passion for the deity, passion for Ishvara in this case when we chant Omkara. And there is passion for Ishvara is there automatically. That means why are you chanting something? Why don't you chant Rajinikanth? Why don't you chant Obama? Because I know Obama cannot give me happiness, Rajinikanth can't give me happiness, worldly objects cannot give me happiness, therefore I am chanting Omkara. I am chanting Omkara because I know Ishvara will give me happiness, all other things will not give me happiness. So that means there itself, dispassion towards world, passion towards Ishvara is there, and this itself repetition, this japam itself means repetition, such a repetition itself is abhyasam, and through that all the various vrittis of the mind will be removed or negated. So it's very easy to get rid of the vrittis. It is through abhyasam vairagyam can be achieved through Ishvara. And through Ishvara, Abhyasam Vairagyam can be very easily achieved by chanting Ishvara's Nama. So we can extend this to not just Omkara Japam. Along with Omkara, any mantra that has Omkara with it is enough. So just chanting Om Namah Shivaya or Om Amriteshwari Namaha, Om Amriteshwari Namaha will help us remove the dual notions of the mind. Of course, that is where again Patanjali is very clear here. Tad artha bhavana, mean we should remember the artham. Artha bhavana, we should remember in the mind the meaning of the nama or who is indicated by the nama. If we forget that, like we may keep on chanting something all throughout, but it will lead us nowhere. It won't take us anywhere. Ajamila was benefited. Yes, Ajamila's case is a different case. It may not happen exactly the same as us. Yes, if we chant Ishvara's Nama, something good might happen, will happen. But realization will not happen. For Ajamila, he might have done like many other things. And Ajamila's story is a way to tell us that Nama Japam, Nama Sankirtanam is important. You should do it. And Nama Sankirtanam like though Ajamila did chant Nama without knowing the meaning, he was a Brahmana by birth. So at least to an extent he knew. And he forgot it, that's a different thing. He fell down, that is a different thing. So it is just a way to inspire us to chant Nama. It is a way to help us chant Nama that the Puranas give such a story. We have to know the meaning. Knowing the meaning and chanting a Nama will have faster effect, will have fuller effect than chanting a Nama without knowing the meaning. So what does this Nama, Nama Sankirtanam, okay, Nama Sankirtanam will help in Abhyasam Vairagyam, which means the vrittis will be negated, vrittis will be removed. So, but still, what does it really serve? What does this chanting the Nama and focusing on one Ishvara serve? So one way of putting it is focusing like will remove the thoughts of the mind. So thoughts of the mind, like removing thoughts of the mind, as simple as it might seem, there will be obstacles to removing the thoughts of the mind itself. So there will be obstacle. Our goal is removing the thoughts of the mind. That goal itself will have obstacles, and obstacles obviously has to be in the mind itself, because where else? We are trying to remove thoughts in the mind. So it is like we are trying to remove few people from our house. The problem will be the people in the house only, or whoever is in the house only, not somebody else. So the same way, the problem will be in the mind, and these problems are called distractions of the mind, or the mind which goes into duality. So we said the various thoughts are categorized as different things. So now Patanjali enters into, or in a way gives, lists down or enumerates many obstacles of the mind. So obstacles of the mind, what does the obstacle of the mind here mean? Obstacle of the mind means those which lead to more vrittis, which take us away from Ishvara, which means here while practicing in sadhana, we are trying to do the sadhana of Ishvara Nama Sankirtanam or Ishvara Smarana. For that Ishvara Smarana, there are obstacles. So if Ishvara Smarana, if we do proper Ishvara Smarana consistently, if we do Ishvara Smarana, all these obstacles will be removed. So tataha pratyak chetanadigamo api antaraya bhavascha. So antarayas means like antarayam means obstacles. So obstacles of the mind will be removed by Omkara Japam. So the mind has obstacles which don't let us worship Ishvara, don't let us remember that Ishvara alone is present. Ishvara is our nature. So there are, though Patanjali said vrittis are of five types, there are other ways to put it. There are obstacles to removing those vrittis. There are obstacles to remain as one's own nature. And these obstacles can be very easily removed by japam, Omkara japam or Ishvara smarana. So tataha pratyak chetana adigamo. With this pratyak chetana, so pratyak chetana means, pratyak means inside, chetana means consciousness, or here we can say a knowledge. So inner knowledge is developed. So inner knowledge is developed means like we become more purer. Our mind or intellect becomes clearer. So when the mind becomes purer and intellect becomes clearer, we will be able to see the Ishvara who is our own very nature. So if the mind is pure, intellect is clear, then whatever yoga says, tada drashtu surupe avasthanam, we'll be able to remain as our own nature, as our own self. So in that case, so the next question would be, what are those antarayas? So what are those obstacles that are removed by constant remembrance of Ishvara? So the obstacles that are there, the obstacles in the form of mental distractions, so those obstacles are listed down as 9. So earlier vritti was said to be 5. So vritti is a different perspective. So here it is mental distractions. So vritti is a form of the mind. So Patanjali himself said some forms are good, some forms are bad. So we may also, like when we see these 9 obstacles, there may be overlap or some might seem to be the same. So this is a different perspective. So in Yoga Shastra, we can see that Patanjali in many places gives different things. So those are different perspectives to the same concept. The same concept like Tada Drashtuhu Surupe Avasthanam Vritti Sarupyam Itaratra. Again, the initial one, Yoga Chitta Vritti Nirodha, all those are different perspective. Removal of the thoughts of the mind, Dvandhva Bhavam, without Dvandhva Bhavam, that is one way to put Moksha. Moksha means Samatvam, without Dvandhva Bhavam. Another way of putting it is Moksha is when a person remains as the Atman. So Atma, a person who is the Atman, who is Sakshi. So all those are different perspectives to the same thing. So the 9 obstacles are Vyadi, Sthyana, Samshaya, Pramada, Alasya. Okay. Did I miss anything? No, Vyadi, Sthyana, Pramada, Alasya, Avirati, Bhranti Darshana, Alabdha Bhumikatva, Anavasthitatvani, Chitta Vikshepaha, Te Antarayaha. So Antarayaha, obstacles, what are obstacles? Chitta Vikshepaha, Vikshepam. So even it is interesting to note here that even Gaudapadacharya gives Vikshepam as one of the obstacle or one of the problem for Samadhi. When a person tries to do Samadhi, the mind gets distracted. So mental distraction. So mental distraction. Mental distraction. The 9 types of mental distractions are obstacles. So all of these are obstacles. We'll see, like first is Vyadi. So Vyadi means disease. So disease, like disease is always a distraction, mental distraction. When we have disease, can we do japam? Some, like with constant practice, we will or we may be able to do. But until we practice, ekatattva abhyasam, Patanjali later says in the 32nd sutra, I think. Tat pratishedartham ekatattva abhyasah. So 32nd sutra, Patanjali says that in order to remove these antarayas, a person has to do ekatattva abhyasam, one-pointed concentration. So it has to be practiced constantly. So that means these obstacles, when disease is there, we may not be able to do. The mind will get distracted away from Ishvara. So first is disease, Vyadi. Sthyanam. So sthyanam means not moving. So just sitting in a place, idle. So the PDF gives us inertia, idle, we can say. Samshayam, doubts. Doubts are always like, that's why Vedanta also says samshayam, viparyayam. So if, in order to remove samshayam, we have to do shravanam. So samshayam is also a mental distraction which will take us away from Ishvara. Any samshayam that we have, like about Ishvara or realization of Ishvara, will take us away. So samshayam, doubt is all the third one. The fourth one is samshay pramada. So pramada is generally interpreted as getting overly attached to something, so more excessive. So the PDF gives us lack of enthusiasm. So I don't have any book to confirm this, but maybe later, like I can look at Yoga Sudhakaram or some commentary and then confirm the same. Pramadam generally is considered as getting attached, overly attached to something. So pramadam, the word in Malayalam, pramadam means diabetes. So due to overly taking something, whatever happens. So pramadam, vyadisthyana, samshaya pramada, alasya. So alasyam, we know alasata or laziness, that is also a problem. So if we are lazy, we won't do japam. Alasya, avirati. So avirati means like when the mind goes somewhere else. Mind is not steady. Mind goes into a lot of different places. So when we sit for dhyana, when we sit for japam, we are not able to do japam because the mind goes to different places. Mind thinks a lot of things. So avirati. So bhranti darshanam. So bhranti darshanam means like not seeing things the right way. So bhranti darshanam, bhranti means illusion or wrong. So darshanam view. So seeing things the wrong way. So seeing things the wrong way means not understanding. Wrong understanding is bhranti darshanam. So wrongly understanding something is an obstacle of the mind. If we don't understand things properly, then we'll not be able to concentrate on Ishvara. That's why a yogi whose mind is very clear, whatever happens, like whatever has to be done, will be clearly or immediately done. There is no problem there because there is no cause of there is no way of misunderstanding. So bhranti darshana alabdha bhumikatva. So alabdha bhumikatva means alabdha bhumikatva. The PDF is missing few things, I guess. So alabdha bhumikatva. So alabdha bhumikatva means not being able to achieve something. So alabdha bhumikatvam. Bhumikatvam means a goal. Alabdha means an inability to achieve something. So we see that many people try singing a lot and then they are not able to sing. So many people try doing meditation, but like they, after some time they'll say, oh no, I'm not able to get any concentration. So alabdha bhumikatvam is also a antaraya. It is a distraction of the mind. The mind cannot chant on Ishvara Namam. Why? When I sit for chanting Ishvara Namam, I remember office work. I remember that I have to eat something. I remember that I have to do this. So that is alabdha bhumikatvam. So that is alabdha bhumikatvam. And the last is anavastitani. Anavastitatvani. Sorry, anavastitam. So anavastitam means that the mind which is not able to... Avirati means mind wandering, going to a lot of places. Anavastitat. Tum or anavastitam means mind not being able to fix on Ishvara. So alabdha bhumikatvam means mind not being able to achieve that state. Anavastitam means mind not being able to remain steady on Ishvara. So yeah, I am able to get Amma's form, but I get it and immediately I get distracted. I get it, it's lost. I get it, it's lost. So all these are problems. So how are all these problems? All these are problems because they don't let us focus on Ishvara. Very simple. Vyadi, disease, we can't remember Ishvara. Vranti darshanam, we don't see things clearly. In that case, like which means we are Vranti darshanam, we don't get a proper understanding of how to do dhyanam. We do dhyanam wrongly, we'll not get the goal. And we sit for dhyanam and then like we are not able to focus on Ishvara. So, alabdha bhumikatvam, we are never able to focus on Ishvara. We are never able to remember Ishvara. That's the problem. We remember Ishvara, I remember Ishvara, but sometimes I forget. That's also a problem. So, all these problems are distractions of the mind. So, the mind distractions means duality. So, this can also be just simply called as raga dvesham, like and dislike, a person who doesn't have like and dislike. Liking body causes is when the and diseases of the body cause a problem. If we don't like the body, if we are not identified with the body, then there will be no disease problem. We like our body, okay. If disease, like if somebody else is suffering, our friend is suffering, we will get sad, but we won't be worried so much. The same attitude, like it's not about liking. If we like the body too much, then we will suffer. If we don't like the body too much, then what will happen is we will try to do something. If that doesn't work, we will still remain happy. So all these problems, anavastitam, not being able to focus, all those are, can be said to be ragadvesham in simple terms. But here Patanjali is exhaustive in his enumeration. So these nine, we have to, we can analyze ourselves where we stand with respect to the goal. The goal is remembering Ishvara, Ishvara Smarana. Again, tadartha bhavanam, we should remember that Ishvara as advitiya satyam. Forget that, then there will be no yogam. There will be only dukkham. So, if we do that, like if we analyze ourselves, we will be able to find out as to what is more in us or what we are lacking in this case. I think maybe like I am missing one word or interpreting one word wrong could be the case. Okay, I think like if I compare, I think avirati pramadam means craving, like as I say. I think avirati is what we have to call as avirati. The meaning I think is enthusiasm, lack of enthusiasm. I think avirati is lack of enthusiasm. And alabdha bhumikatva means not able to achieve that goal. That we can't achieve that goal because the mind is wandering. So wandering mind. And then anavasthitam is when we are not able to stick on. So I think that is what we have to interpret, I guess. I can confirm it later, or Aparna, you can talk to Rajesh and get the meaning, word by word meaning. But I think vyadhi, first is disease, dhyanam means sticking on one place, or as the PDF says, inertia, samshayam, doubt, pramadam. So pramadam means getting attached to something, so sensuality is what the PDF says, that is the fourth one. So alasyam, fifth is alasyam, laziness. So sixth is avirati. So avirati means like not being enthusiastic. And the seventh is bhranti darshanam. So wrong knowledge or wrong vision, not understanding things rightly. And then the eighth is alabdha bhumikatvam, inability to achieve the goal, or like not being able to get focused on Ishvara. And the ninth is getting focused but not being able to remain in Ishvara, which is anavasthitam. So what is the problem? Like these are causes or karana. So in a way, like we can say these antaraya, these obstacles are karanam, causes. So these causes should have an effect. So effect or sub-effect. So ultimate effect we can say is that we don't remember Ishvara. So the side effect is dukkha daurmanasya angame jayatva shvasa prashvasa vikshepa saha bhubaha. Along with these vikshepas, we have four things. So dukkham. So dukkham, like we become sad along with this. When we have any of this, we get sorrow. So there is dukkham, that is the first thing. So daurmanam. Daurmanam means like the mind becomes very weak. So as the PDF says, it is a state of despair, or the mind becoming very weak. Angame jayatva. So angame jayatva. Angame jayatva means the body vibrating. So vibrating, or how to say the right word. When we have fixed, what does it happen? What does happen with the body? What do you term it? Yeah, Parna? Don't know? Okay, shivering. We can say shivering of the body, yeah. Shivering of the body. So the body, like angame jayam. So in some cases, when we have disease, angame jayam. So that means it is our body shivers a lot. And along with that, shwasa prashwasam. So that means like our inhalation and exhalation will be not proper. So we see that when any of these are there, when we are very lazy, then our breath rate is very slow. If it is very slow, we can't do. If it is very fast, then also we can't do. So there are side effects or effects of these nine vikshepas are dukkham. We become sad. So PDF says pain. So pain is also a right interpretation, we can say, or sorry, translation. Dukkha dhaurmanam. Dhaurmanam means the mind will become very weak or despair, as the PDF says. Angame jayatva, where we the body kind of shivers and shwasa prashwasa, the breath flow will not be proper. So we know, like we would have experienced all this, like, when we are going through like any of these bodily problems that has been mentioned, mental obstacles, mental distraction that has been mentioned, we can remember that we have gone through many of these, like our body shivers, we become like very despair, or we become sad. So if we are not able to, after doing so much dhyanam, I'm not able to remain as Ishvara, or I'm not able to get even Ishvara bhavam. So some people say, Amma, I have been singing bhajans a lot, but I can't cry. So they become sad. So all of the bhumikattvam, they are not able to achieve the state. And since they are not able to achieve, they become sad. Or people who achieve it and say, Amma, at times I get like a glimpses of Ishvara, but after that it vanishes. So Amma, I'm not able to remain happy because that is kind of weird. And like when that happens, we become like kind of a restlessness creeps in, and that causes problem. So in order to remove this problem, means gain more focus on Ishvara, concentrate on Ishvara, we should chant the Nama, Ishvara Nama. But it's like a cyclic. So that means if we chant Ishvara Nama, all these obstacles might come or go. So there are other ways as well. So some people might say, I don't want Ishvara Smarana, I don't want to chant Ishvara Namam. So Ishvara Smarana is okay, but like chanting Namas, just Japam, aren't there any other ways? Oh, ladies should not chant Omkara, so is there any other way? Oh, my dear friend, okay, if you can't chant Omkara, then there are other ways as well. So how come there are other ways? Because the way to remove these obstacles is Tat Pratishedhartam Eka Tattva Abhyasaha. The way to remove all these obstacles is Eka Tattva Abhyasam, one-pointed focus on one thing. Eka Tattvam, focus on one truth, focus on non-duality. And that focus can be gained. One way of gaining it is Ishvara Pranidhanam and Ishvara Nama Sankirtanam. There are other ways as well. I'll tell you the other ways. Thus Patanjali gets into an enumeration of various ways and ends it very beautifully with Yata Abhimata Dhyanadva. Whatever dhyanam you can do, or whatever is acceptable to you, you can do it. Such was the broad-mindedness of ancient seers, that the goal is important, the way that you take. One might be easier for you, one might be easier for others. So don't worry if you cannot chant Omkaram. I am in a meeting now, so how can I chant Omkaram? Of course, like we can chant Omkaram in the mind. Through practice, that is possible. But if we are reluctant of doing that, I am a Muslim, so I can't chant Namas. Okay, then in that case, don't worry. I have other ways. The goal is remembering the one truth, whether you call it Ishvara, Allah, Jesus, or anything else, Brahman, Vishnu, Shiva, Atman, all those are fine. Whatever name you term it, there is only one truth here. Ekam Sad Vipra Bahudha Vadanti. There is only one truth here. That truth has to be remembered through Abhyasa Vairagyam. Then a person will remain as that one truth, realizing that that is my nature. The mind will be devoid of all dual notions, all problem creators, all obstacles, all side effects. And then there will only be peace and bliss in the mind. We'll continue later. Namaskar.